a lot of food truck owners do marketing, or at least they think they're doing marketing. And when I talk to them, it turns out only way they're marketing is on social media. So I'm going to share a story with you today about when we were doing marketing well before there was social media, and how we did it, and how those techniques still apply today if you want to be the most successful food truck business you can possibly be. Welcome to the 10-Minute Food Truck Training Podcast. My name is Bill Moore. I am a food truck business coach, author of 5 food truck vending books, including Food Truck 101 and Food Truck 201. This podcast is all about helping you start and grow your food truck business. How confident are you about your menu pricing? Are your prices profitable, or are you just scraping by? If you're not sure, I've got just what you need. Table Needs has built a super simple menu pricing calculator that you can use for free, and it will help you figure out the best price point for every item on your menu. Get started with Table Needs menu pricing calculator today at tableneeds.com, or you'll find a direct link in the description below the podcast. Before I jump into sharing my story about how to market your food truck business beyond social media, I want to remind you guys I'm going to be in Houston, Texas on July 29th and 30th. I'm going to be giving 2 different classes on Monday and then one again on Tuesday. Plus, I'm going to be out on the main expo floor for the Food Truck Owners Expo. Again, that's July 29th and 30th. If you want to come see me and talk to me and listen to me give some talks on various subjects, one of them actually is going to be marketing in the off season, then please stop by and see me in Houston, Texas. If you can't make the Houston, Texas Expo, come see us in Orlando. We're going to be there in November. And again, that is the Food Truck Owners Expo. There'll be a link in the description so you can check out all the details and all the other people that are going to be there besides me. I shared the story before that I ran the 5th highest volume Wendy's in the world, and that was in the Virgin Islands, specifically the island of St. Thomas. If you're familiar with the area down there, it's a group of islands. We have 3 islands that are considered U.S. territories, one being St. Croix, St. Thomas is the other, and then St. John. And then just almost a stone's throw away are the British Virgin Islands, and there's a handful of islands there that comprise the British Virgin Islands. Now, the neat thing about that is you can get to each of the British Virgin Islands pretty much by boat. You just need a decent-sized boat, and you can get there without a problem. So once we got the store in St. Thomas doing the things we wanted it to do, started talking with the manager of the store on St. John. He wanted to buy a boat. His thought process was, we can have a boat and go and see the other islands, and we can go up and down the chain. He was thinking he could just travel as far as he wanted to in the boat. And it would be a cool thing to do on our off days, because we all kind of hung out together on our off days, usually going to the beach in Megan's Bay. So we had an opportunity to buy a boat, and we shopped and shopped around, looking for different boats of various sizes. And then we struck on an idea that we would run romantic cruises, is what we called them. We would need to get a big enough boat where we could put on a couple of couples, perhaps 2, maybe 3 couples at the most, and then on the boat carry supplies and cooking equipment so that we could stop somewhere on a beach and then cook for the people that we were giving a little tour of the islands, almost like a Gilligan's Island kind of thing, a 3-hour tour. We would feed them, we'd cook the food, because obviously we knew how to cook food, we were in restaurants, and then create a little romantic evening for them. Now, it all sounds well and good when you consider that the Virgin Islands are a big place for people to go on their honeymoons. It's absolutely beautiful down there, the weather is almost always perfect. The only time you ever have to worry is if it's a hurricane coming. All the rest of the year, it's going to be in the between the 70s and 90s, all year long. There's a breeze blowing off the ocean. It just has that tropical paradise written all over it. And there's lots of places to go as a tourist. As I mentioned, you can go to all the different islands. The thing about St. Thomas is it's a big destination for cruise ships. We had, on any given day, at least 3 big cruise ships docked right beside our Wendy's. And then across the bay, there would be enough spots for 2 smaller cruise ships. And then out at anchor, there could be even 2, 3, or 4 cruise ships. So some days of the month, we would have as many as 10 cruise ships of various sizes, all dumping all their passengers onto the island. So we saw that as an opportunity, because typically people that are on a cruise, they get fed, so they're not coming to the Wendy's. They're not coming to any of the chain restaurants, because they have all those back home. If they're going to try local cuisine, it's going to be at a restaurant that obviously they can't get in their hometown. So while the Wendy's was the 5th highest volume Wendy's in the world, it was mainly sustained by the locals as opposed to the people coming on and off the cruise ships. Now, we did get some people on and off the cruise ships, but not many. So our thought process was, we'll buy a boat, we'll advertise to the cruise ships to get other people and take them to St. John or Tortola, which is one of the British Virgin Islands, or Jost Van Dyke. It's one of the smaller British Virgin Islands. We would take them somewhere on the cruise and give them a little bit of a special treatment and, of course, feed them. And we'd have to cook things that they couldn't get on the cruise ship. So we had the opportunity. We found the perfect boat that would be big enough for us to do what we wanted to do, still within our budget. And then the question becomes, once we buy it, how long does it take us to market this thing to get it off the ground? And that's when you learn a lot about your business, is once you commit money to it. How do we make this thing work? Now, I don't recommend that's the way you should do it. You should, how do we make this thing work as a question before you spend money. That's why my book is written the way that it's written. I don't want you spending any money until you're ready to get the thing going. So we've got this boat sitting there, and it's haunting us every day that, hey, it's sitting here not making any money, but we still had payments to make on it. So the first thing that we did was we started talking to people with connections. Now, if you think about being in a tourist area, and that's where we were, clearly a tourist area, we couldn't depend upon the locals because they didn't care. They lived there. They probably knew somebody that had a boat if they wanted to go somewhere. And there's lots of ferries that run between the different islands. You can get on a ferry and go to Tortola if you wanted to. You could definitely get on a ferry and go to St. John if you wanted to, because they ran that one pretty much every hour, if I remember right. So getting between the islands as a local wasn't a big deal. Plus, we had what we called the mud hoppers, which are little planes that would fly you to. We could go to Puerto Rico if we wanted to for practically nothing. We could go to the different other islands as well on one of those little mud hoppers. So it's not an issue for the local people. But for the tourists who don't know that there's planes that fly all the time, that there's ferries that go back and forth all the time, we could present them with something that was a little bit unique, something that they couldn't do just on their own. Plus, we would feed them. So the people that we started contacting, most of the cruise ships that come into dock will have cruise directors. And you may remember that from The Love Boat, if you ever watched that series in the 80s, I believe it was. In any case, the cruise directors are the ones that kind of organize different activities. Most of the bigger cruise ships also publish, or back then used to publish, a newsletter to let people know that, hey, these are the activities coming up. Getting listed on those was a big deal to us. If we could get our name on just one cruise ship, then we could use that to leverage all the other cruise ships and, hey, you're missing out. So we started with the smaller cruise ships, the ones that were a little bit more private as opposed to, you know, the Princess Cruise Line or Carnival Cruises or some of the other bigger ones. And we worked on those cruise directors. You know, what's it going to take to get us in your paper? What do we need to do? But it wasn't just the cruise directors, because you can't put all of your eggs in one basket. And that's what a lot of food trucks are doing right now with social media. They have all their eggs in one basket. And it doesn't count if you're on Instagram and Facebook, or you're on TikTok and Facebook. Those are still the same basket. It's still social media. You got to do other things to market. So what we did was we went to the concierge desk of various hotels around the island, because St. Thomas has a lot of resorts, very fancy places, swimming pools right on the beach. They have a lot of activities to keep people there at the hotel. They play music. They have bands come in. They make it almost a party almost every day of the week. So we talked to those concierge desks. We wanted to talk to the manager of the hotel. We wanted them to include us as a recommendation. When somebody says, hey, I'm looking to go out on a boat, recommend us. We put flyers up in the hotels for people to collect and look at the advertisement, a physical advertisement. This is what we do. Here's a picture of our boat. This is the meals that we're going to offer. You know, show some pictures of the food. Show some pictures of people enjoying sitting on the beach while we're cooking in the background. Those kind of things. We had to make it look real. We had to make it look inviting. So we've got our information now on the cruise ships. And we would get a handful of people off the cruise ships. Where we got our most of our people was from the different resort hotels on the island. Now back then, and we're talking about the early 90s, there was only three or four big major hotels. Several smaller hotels, but they didn't always have that concierge desk. But we would still talk to those managers, because they still had guests that were staying there that needed stuff to do. Because once you've been to the Virgin Islands, unless you do a lot of drinking, there's not a whole heck of a lot to do there. Alcohol is super cheap. Alcohol is actually cheaper there than it is to get soda, but there's not a lot to do. If you like swimming, yeah, we got the beaches. If you like snorkeling, you can go to St. John and you can snorkel, and it's really cool. But you can't snorkel 7 days a week. You can't lay on the beach 7 days a week, because you're going to get sunburned after one, and then the rest of the week is ruined. So you got to have stuff to do. So we provided stuff to do. But you got to get your name out to more than just social media, because not everybody looks at social media. Not everybody looks at social media all day long to be able to see your ad. So it's a shotgun effect, but they've also got a shield up, because again, they're not on social media 24/7. They're not seeing every time that you post. Even if they follow you, they may turn off notifications so that they aren't being bothered. I follow a whole bunch of people, but I do not have my notifications turned on. I want to find stuff when I want to look for it. I don't want to be bothered. And that's how I am. There's certainly a lot of people that are like that. So you got to look at social media as just one avenue to get people to come to your food truck or your food trailer or your tent or your hot dog cart or whatever it is you have to sell food from. Social media is just one aspect. It's the easiest one. It's the one that people do. You have marketing gurus out there telling you that, yeah, this is how it's working and this is the way it's going to be. And advertising is nebulous. It's always been nebulous. There's always been something that works, and it works for a while, and then it goes away and something takes its place. You are fighting the noise out there, the absolute advertising noise of every other food truck, of every other business that's on social media that's trying to get people to come buy their product, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be food. So you got to go beyond just depending upon social media. You got to do physical things. Get your butt off the truck. Go talk to business owners. Go talk to employees. Go talk to office managers. Go talk to big industrial complexes. Do what the other folks are not willing to do, because it takes work. You want to be successful. That's why you started a business. You do not, absolutely do not want to have started your own job. How do you know if you have a job or a business? You have a job if you cease to make money when you're not there. That's a job. You're an hourly employee. If you're not putting in the hours, you don't make any money. A business, on the other hand, you can decide to take the day off and the business still generates income. The business will be there when you decide to retire. You can sell it to somebody or pass it on to your kids. That's a business. That's something that can survive beyond you. A job is just something you do until you die. But if you want to create that business, you're going to have to market. Get out there and talk to people. Always be thinking about, how can I get this person to come eat my food? Everybody you meet every single day, if they're not at your food truck, they're a potential guest. Wear your uniform. Look nice when you're wearing your uniform. Have business cards on you all the time. Have loyalty cards on you all the time. Have a QR code they can scan to see your menu. Make it as easy as possible for them to find you, and then be approachable. You got to be in marketing mode all of the time. Even when you're on the food truck, you're in marketing mode, because you never know what guest is out there thinking, you know, I've got this big party coming up. I wonder if this food is good enough. I'm going to sample their food and then I'll ask them about a catering. And you just never know who you're going to meet. Always be marketing. Always. Don't just rely on social media. Don't just rely on going to the office manager. You got to have your eggs in multiple baskets, and you got to work those eggs all the time. You got to work that marketing plan all the time. You'll know that you're starting to achieve something when you're thinking marketing while you're cooking. Because the cooking should become second nature, to the point where you don't have to think about, okay, is it time to flip this burger? Is it time to turn this egg over? You just go through the repetitiveness of cooking to the point where you can watch it and you know where you're at, but you can think about the other things so you can move the business forward. It takes practice, it takes time, and best of all, or most of all, it takes action. Get out there and market. Can't stress that enough.
Thank you so much for listening to the 10-Minute Food Truck Training Podcast. If you're finding all the information helpful to your food truck business, please become a monthly supporter of the podcast. Just hit the support button or follow the link in the description. Every little bit does help keep us going. Join our Facebook group. It's called Food Truck Training. We have a whole bunch of awesome members at all different levels, from brand new beginners to decades-old veterans. They've all got your back when it comes to helping you with your food truck. And again, thank you for listening. Come back tomorrow, because you know I got plenty more to say when it comes to helping you and your food truck business grow.